Cult Posse.
Hello, this is Coco from the Goat Posse. In the past, I've talked to you about such things as touching my junk. Today, I'd like to talk to you about a little-known issue facing society, an issue that for many of us is not so serious, but one that is secretly growing every year. I'm talking about goat addiction. What is goat addiction, you may ask? Goat addiction can be described as the compulsive desire to acquire goats and goat-related paraphernalia. This problem is particularly insidious because, unlike tobacco products or alcohol, goats don't come with printed warning labels. So how can one recognize goat addiction? The symptoms may not be immediately obvious. The first is an unwillingness to admit how many goats are actually in one's possession. People who innocently start with one or two find themselves with 100 within a year. Counting is something goat addicts are unwilling to do. Another sign is a tendency to regress from regular social interaction in order to spend time wandering with one's goats. Many hours are unwittingly spent obsessing over the details of care and grooming. The third stage may often result in full assimilation into the tribe, leading to disconnect from society with complete disregard for basic human needs. Those who have reached this stage have only the animalistic desire to incessantly eat, defecate, and be petted. This problem may have found its roots in rural America, but has advanced like a plague into the inner cities. If you have someone you know who may be showing signs of goat addiction, please don't call us. We're already addicted. And please, don't ask us to count our goats.